Harlan Hutchison filling in for Gary Lee with a look at sports for a Tuesday. High school volleyball tonight. West Plains Lady Scissors will be at Cape Girardeau, and they'll be playing Cape Girardeau Notre Dame in the finals in Class 4 district competition. This was a loaded district. It's reflected in the fact that West Plains, a 4 seed, and Notre Dame, a 3 seed, make it to the championship, and the top seed in the tournament got beat by the 8 seed. So it was really loaded top to bottom, but West Plains will be facing Cape Girardeau, Notre Dame. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, and we wish the Lady Scissors all the best, of course. State volleyball will continue for classes 2 and 3 on Thursday. On Thursday, the Kabul Bulldogs will be taking on New Covenant Academy from Springfield. That's a Thursday matchup, and that'll be played at the Kabul High School gym. Also on Thursday, in class 3 in Mountain View, the Liberty Eagles will be taking on Mount Vernon. That's in the opening round of Class 3 state volleyball competition. That'll be played at Liberty High School. College volleyball, the Region 16 tournament at the West Plains Civic Center Friday and Saturday. The semifinal matchup will have the Grizzlies going up against Jefferson College. The winner of the Grizzlies and Vikings will play the Mineral Area Cardinals for the championship on Saturday. Pro football last night, Patrick Mahomes threw for 299 yards and 3 touchdowns. Kareem Hunt scored twice. The Chiefs shook free from a tie game at the half for a 28-7 win over the Washington Commanders. One of Mahomes' touchdown passes went to Travis Kelce, giving him 83 scores to tie Priest Holmes, and another went to Rashee Rice, who caught 9 passes for 93 yards in his second game back after a 6-game suspension. It all helped the Chiefs go to 5-3 and win for the fourth time in 5 games. And World Series Game 3 is now in the record books as one of the longest in postseason history. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5 after a game that lasted 6 hours, 39 minutes, finally ended with a walk-off homer by Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 18th. Shohei Ohtani homered twice and tied a 119-year-old Major League record with 4 extra base hits, putting on yet another historic postseason show at Dodger Stadium. The Blue Jays had seen enough of Ohtani by the 9th. Manager John Schneider intentionally walked him in the 9th, 11th, 13th, 15th innings, and the gambit worked each time. Only one other player in baseball history got 4 extra base hits at a World Series game. Frank Isbell had 4 doubles for the White Sox in Game 5 in 1906 against the Chicago Cubs. Ohtani will make his first World Series start on the mound when he pitches for the Dodgers in Game 4 tonight. Sports headlines for a Tuesday for Gary Lee. I'm Harlan Hutchison.